So that the bed and breakfast operator, John, is going to say that.
It's who?
All that testimony about the preschool maybe.
Oh, yeah.
That we pay the same lodging tax as a bed and breakfast operator.
Full day, 5 day a week, preschools, every, you know, like.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I know.
Good morning, everybody. This is the Wednesday, May 17th, AM session of the Portland City Council. Carla, please call the roll.
Fish.
Here.
Saltzman.
Here.
Udaly.
Here.
Fritz.
Here.
Wheeler.
Here. And before we begin, I just want to extend a couple of congratulations. First of all, I want to congratulate our city auditor, Mary Hull Caballero, and her team on a resounding and overwhelming victory last night on the independence effort that was referred by the Portland City Council to the ballot last night. I want to thank the auditor and her team, and I most certainly want to thank the voters of this community for supporting what I think is a very good and strong statement in support of government accountability. I also want to thank my colleague, Commissioner Nick Fish, and the Portland City Council, who referred a tax fairness to the measure to the ballot, which also won by landslide proportions. That was an attempt at tax fairness to make sure that out-of-state providers of overnight rental units were paying the same taxes as a bed and breakfast operator in St. John's might be paying. And the voters saw the wisdom in that as well. So again, I want to thank Commissioner Fish. I want to thank the City Council, and I want to thank the public for supporting what we all believe to be a very sound improvement and a big step towards tax fairness. So thank you all for that. Now, before we jump into our usual testimony, I am compelled to read our statement on decorum. Some of you now know it by heart. The purpose of council meetings is to do the city's business, including hearing from the community on issues of concern. In order for us to hear from everyone and to give due consideration to matters before the council, we must all endeavor to preserve the order and the decorum of these meetings. To make sure that the process is clear for everyone, I want to review some of the basic guidelines, which I hope will make everybody feel comfortable, welcome, respected, and safe at the meeting, and to also ensure that decorum is maintained. There are two opportunities during the meeting for public participation. First, we have an opportunity for people to sign up for communications to briefly speak about any subject that they would like to address. These items must be scheduled in advance with the clerk's office. Carla is here today as our able clerk. Second, people may sign up for public testimony on the first readings of reports, resolutions, and ordinances. If you do sign up, your testimony must address the matter being considered at the time. Please state your name for the record. We don't need your full address. If you're a lobbyist, please disclose that. If you're here representing an organization, that would be helpful to know as well. Individuals have 3 minutes to testify unless otherwise stated. When you have 30 seconds left, the yellow light in front of you on the little box there, it's going to light up and there'll be a beep. And then when your time is done, the red light lights up and there's a series of beeps. Conduct that disrupts the meeting, for example, shouting or interrupting other people's testimony or interrupting during council deliberations, is not allowed. Personal attacks and insults levied against city and council staff, many of whom are required to testify as a condition of their employment, will not be tolerated. People who disrupt the meeting face ejection from the meeting. If there is a disruption, I'll issue a warning that if any further disruption occurs, anyone who's disrupting the meeting will be subject to ejection for the remainder of the meeting. Anyone who fails to leave the meeting after being ejected will be subject to arrest for trespasses. If people would like to show their support, thumbs up. If you don't want to show your support, that's fine. Thumbs down. But we just ask people not to be verbally expressive so we can keep things moving along. And so with that, Carla, please call the first